This is Capital Access. I'm Patrick Madden. Louisiana is entering phase three of reopening following business closures aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus. It's the first loosening of restrictions since the state entered phase two back in June. Here to talk a little bit about what that will look like is Capital Access reporter Paul Braun. Paul, first of all, what exactly are the phase three restrictions and how do they differ from phase two restrictions that we've gotten used to over the last few months?
Yeah, well, so the first big change that people will notice is that businesses can now operate at 75% of their occupancy limit as stated by the state fire marshal. So that's up from 50% for most businesses in phase two. Public gatherings are now capped at 250 people or 50% of the building's occupancy limit. Under phase two, that was a 50-person cap. So a bit more leeway there.
And Paul, what about the mask mandate and the closure of bars that Governor Edwards tacked on to the phase two restrictions in July?
Well, the mask mandate isn't going anywhere. Masks, Edwards says, are going to be a critical part of the state's coronavirus mitigation strategy, basically until there's a vaccine. Bars, on the other hand, are a little trickier. So under phase three, bars can reopen for on-premises consumption in parishes with a percent positivity rate less than 5% over a two-week period. Those bars are still going to be subject to stricter rules. They can only reopen at 25% of their posted occupancy limit, and patrons have to stay at tables. So no sidling up to the bar and ordering your drink there. Servers will have to bring it to you. Also, last call is going to be at 10 p.m. So as of now, only five parishes are eligible for this: Plaquemines Parish, Bienville, St. John the Baptist, Jefferson Davis, and Orleans. And bar owners in those parishes can't just fling open their doors when the phase three starts at midnight. Their parish government has to opt in, and it's not really clear if everyone will do so.
And Paul, I guess one big question, especially here in New Orleans, will be whether these rules apply to everyone across the state equally.
Yeah, so these are essentially a baseline. I mean, since the first statewide restrictions were announced this spring, Edwards has said consistently that cities and parishes have the option to impose stricter requirements. And New Orleans, most notably, has had tighter restrictions than the rest of the state, really since the outset. That's not going to change anytime soon. On Thursday, shortly after Governor Edwards announced the move to phase three, even before we got an idea of what that would look like, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said that the city is going to stay in their modified version of phase two a little while longer.
Great. And anything else, Paul, that we learned from the governor from his press conference?
Yeah, so one interesting change with the start of phase three, some people may be able to visit loved ones in nursing homes. Nursing homes have been shut down since the first week that we had cases here in Louisiana. Now, under this new pilot program, some folks will be able to visit in nursing homes. Nursing homes will only be eligible in parishes with a percent positivity below 5% for 28 days, so it's a little stricter than those requirements for bars we talked about earlier. The facilities themselves, to qualify, cannot have had any new cases of the coronavirus in 14 days. Visitations have to be outside, and this is really a fledgling program. The State Department of Health is going to release more information on it in the next couple of days.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Patrick.
That's Capital Access reporter Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.